If it seems like the city and county roads you drive on are getting bumpier, you're not imagining it. A newly released statewide road repair needs assessment found all but a handful of California's counties have local road systems that are currently rated at risk of failing. And seven, including Lake and Mendocino, are already there. Jennifer Whiting is a legislative representative for the California League of Cities, one of the groups behind that report. She says it highlights the need for increased funding for local road maintenance throughout the state.
The unfunded need for the next 10 years in California is about $82.2 billion in order to bring our local streets and road system up to best management practices, which is the most economical place to keep a road system. We would need about $7.23 billion annually. Currently, we have about $1.33 billion annually. So about a $6 billion.
But no one expects the state to be able to come up with that kind of money. So Whiting says the present bad situation will only get worse.
It's almost like we're on a cliff of a bell curve. Right now, our system is holding together, but if we ignore the problem too much longer, a lot of the roads will fail. What that means is going to vary. Some county roads will probably go back to gravel. In urban cities, it means cracks and huge potholes and dangerous for bicyclists and pedestrians.
That's already happening in Santa Rosa, says Transportation and Public Works Director Rick Mosier.
About a third of our pavement is too far gone to repair and needs to be reconstructed from scratch. It's about seven times more expensive to reconstruct as it is to overlay it. The analogy would be if you paint your house, it costs X amount. If you wait till a siding cracks, it costs a whole lot more.
For all of that, Santa Rosa is in about the middle of the pack, Mosier adds, but he takes scant comfort from that.
It's a nationwide need, and it's big. You know, I've been saying for several years now that we're going to leave a real problem to the next generation, but we're kind of there now. That time is here.
None of this is news to Craig Harrison, co-founder of Save Our Sonoma Roads. If anything, he says, the statewide report shows that Sonoma is worse off with its deteriorating network of more than 1,300 miles of local streets.
The conclusions of this report said California's local streets and roads are not just at risk, they are at the edge of a cliff with an average pavement condition index of 66. In 10 years, by 2022, it'll deteriorate from 66 to 53, and a quarter of California's streets and roads will be in a failed condition. We're already at 50. So in 10 years, where are we going to be, 42 or something? They're concerned that in 10 years, a quarter of the roads will fail. The supervisor's report in June of this year said that 53% of Sonoma County's roads are failed or failing. As bad as it is statewide, our county is way worse.
So what are the prospects for improvement? Well, not great, at least in the near term, and they vary somewhat by location, as we'll see in tomorrow's segment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.